Digging Deeper Without the Cold Face, the podcast that shares the incredible stories of the talented and passionate people in our industry. This episode of Digging Deeper Without the Cold Face brought to you by Easy Group, your trusted partner in vehicle rentals, mechanical services and sign solutions. Servicing Mackay, Moranbah and Emerald with dedication and excellence. Everything is easy with Easy Group. And your host, Jessica Rouse.
Wickenfellow started the FIFO Family Project to help fly in, fly out families cope with being away from their loved ones. Basically, it's a support network for anyone who does fly in, fly out work. And there's about 100,000 workers across Australia who do that at the moment. Vicky joins us for this episode of Digging Deeper. Vicky, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks, Jess. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Man, we're battling wind connections across the country.
All the things.
Vicky, we've spoken to you before at the Coalface, but take us back to when you first came to Australia and you worked as a fly-in, fly-out worker as well. Take us back to that.
Yeah, so I've been in Australia for about 12, 13 years now. And when I first got here, all sorts of visa things, which meant I couldn't go into my normal career. And somebody suggested, well, why would you be interested in trying something in the fly-in, fly-out industry? And I said, yeah, why not? Let's go for it. Bit of an adventure. So I went fly in, fly out, different roles for 6 years in the end. And my husband was also fly in, fly out for some of that as well. But most of it, we were on different sites. And towards the end, we were on the same site, but different rosters. So we used to joke that we saw each other more at work than at home. And then I was 33 weeks pregnant with my daughter when I was rapidly running out of PPE that would fit. And then I finished up my FIFO career to come back to Perth and be a FIFO family because my husband was still working away.
Yeah. And you had two kids?
Yep. So I have two kids. So I have a daughter who is 6 and my son who is 3. And we have done a variations of all sorts of rosters and FIFO since they were born. So it's all they've known.
How did you cope yourself going from being full-time work to at home full-time mum mode?
Yeah, not going to lie, Jess. It was a big change, way more than I was prepared for. And I think this is one of the major reasons why we started the FIFO Family Project. And also we've got the FIFO New Parents Guide coming out, or it'll be out now. So it's available because when you're a FIFO partner or you're a FIFO husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, you find ways, I think, to deal with your partner being away. So you find coping mechanisms to make it okay, to make the time that you're apart go faster, to connect and all that stuff. So you find ways to make it feasible for and sustainable for the FIFO life, right? And then you have a baby. And I foolishly thought, I've been a FIFO worker, I'll be fine. I know what the deal is. Like, what's a baby going to do? And it turns out it was wildly different and I was very wrong. So it definitely was unexpected. It was incredibly challenging and it was way, way more isolating than I'd ever imagined because all of the things that you did do before this little human to make it okay, a lot of them you couldn't do anymore. And not only could you not do them, but you then also had this small baby who relied on you 24/7 for everything. And there's nobody else there to sort of, you know, do it with you or give you a break or help out or taking turns at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a lot more challenging than I had anticipated. And just being a FIFO family in general was completely different than I had realized being the FIFO worker.
Yeah. Was that isolation the most challenging part, do you think?
I think so. I think that for me particularly, like I had always really thrived in my career. I'd always really enjoyed being around my colleagues and around being in that space. I'd always really enjoyed being interacting with people. And then once you've got a new baby, a lot of the time you are at home, you are nap-trapped in various different states. You are the sole carer of this child. So you have to do everything on your own, day and night. There is no break. And you can go days at a time if you're not sort of proactive about it. You can go days at a time not actually speaking to another human apart from your partner on a phone or whatever. Mm. And you do become amazingly resilient in that time, but it can also be really, really challenging. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I started this, because I had no idea. I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm completely naive to it when I was a FIFO worker, because I'd hear all my colleagues talking about their families and they were so proud of them, and they talk about their kids and their wives and their husbands, and I felt like I knew a lot of FIFO families.
Yeah.
But I'd never been on the other side of that, and it's a really different experience.
Yeah, I was going to say that lived experience just doesn't compare to, you know, hearing everyone talk about it and thinking, I'll be fine, everything will be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. That lived experience piece is so important.
Yeah. And I imagine at the time when you were first going through this, you would have maybe looked around to see if there was anything around support network-wise or something to help you out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I was so shocked, because on site, again, both my husband and I had been the FIFO worker. So all of the support, all of the mental health training, all of that stuff you get given as a worker.
Yeah.
And then I was so surprised to then come to Perth and there was absolutely nothing for families. And I'm thinking, this is mad. Like, they're living this FIFO life as well. They're all coming across these same challenges. They're, you see it in the Facebook groups. The same theme comes up over and over again. But there's nothing, there's nowhere for them to go.
Yeah.
So that's what made me look into starting something, because you may be lucky if you get, especially when you've got a new baby, if you get a child health nurse or a health professional who understands the FIFO lifestyle. But most of the time you're going and you're saying, oh, yeah, you know, we're a FIFO family, or I'm struggling, my partner's away. And I've heard stories, and myself included, where we'd get told things like, oh, you need a break. You should go for a walk on your own every evening when dad gets home for the baby. It's like, well, dad doesn't get home for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't do that even if I wanted to. It's not in my realm of possibility. So I feel like I'm failing being told what I can do, because I can't physically do that. Then you go to things like traditional play groups or mother's groups, and sometimes you hear stuff that's really unhelpful, like, oh, you know, my partner could never go away and leave us, or, oh, we could never be a FIFO family, or, oh, I don't know how you do it. I don't know all the things, all the stigma, all the misconceptions. And when you're a really vulnerable new mum in that space, you actually just want support. You just want connection. I never asked you if you or your partner wanted to do it. That's our family, our choice. I just wanted to connect with another mum.
Yeah.
So that was one of the biggest drivers to starting the FIFO Family Project was community. So our foundational pillar is always community. We run 2 community meetups a month, one north of the river, one south of the river in Perth, looking to expand obviously to other areas as well later this year and into next year. But that building block of community where you can go to a very casual meetup, like it's very casual, very sort of just rock up and have a chat. But I watch people come in with their shoulders like this. They're so nervous and they don't know what to expect, and they've got shoulders up to their ears, and then they come in and they meet other FIFO families and their shoulders drop and they go, oh, thank God, me too.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one. And you get it. Like, you've been through this as well. You understand. I don't need to explain my family's choices to you. You know what a roster is.
Yeah.
All those bare minimum foundations are taken away, and they get to the connection and the understanding and that shared lived experience. And it's beautiful to watch.
Yeah. And I feel like without that, and without that connection, things are just going to snowball, right? Like, you're just going to get yourself deeper and deeper into a hole.
Yep, and that's where I think that isolation is really so dangerous for mental health. And it's physical isolation, because we don't have anybody coming home every night. Mm. We are in our houses generally by ourselves with our new babies. And it's that snowball effect of not having people there. So, I mean, part of the FIFO New Parents Guide is a whole list of resources, and we've got some fridge magnets with the 24/7 helplines available, so that when you are in the middle of the night thinking, oh my God, I can't listen to this baby scream anymore, I don't know what else to do at 2 a.m. because during the day you've got people you can call, right? But at 2 a.m. when there's nobody else there, what do you do? So we've really pulled that out of the guide. There's a fridge magnet with all the 24/7 numbers that you can call for support, because we need to make it easy for people to access support when they don't necessarily have another person to, you know, put that idea out there or say, well, have you tried this? Have you tried that? They may just be on their own at 2 a.m. thinking, I don't know what else to try. Here's all the numbers that I can call. So that's something that I'm really passionate about, is that proactive support, taking away any of the stress or the overwhelm of what do I do? You've got something on the fridge that says, this is who you call and they will help you. Sold. You don't have to think about it. There's the number. That sort of thing for FIFO families, particularly new parents, is really important because they're already overwhelmed. They're already overtired.
Yeah.
And if that baby has been upset and not sleeping for days and hours on end with nobody else to give you a break or a breather, that is exhausting.
Mm, exactly. So obviously all of these things are what underpin what you do at the FIFO Family Project. So take us back to when you started that up and I guess the basic mechanics of it.
Yeah, so we've been running for almost 12 months now. We didn't run over Christmas in January, so 12 months is coming up at the end of July. And we run two community meetups. So those are the ones I talked about earlier, and they are very kindly sponsored by Miralinga. So we have these wonderful family-friendly venues, fully fenced playgrounds, and anyone with a toddler will know that that's a winner. And change table, kitchenette. So they're really set up for families. We're really grateful to Miralinga for supporting us with those venues. And they are very non-judgmental, low impact, turn up on a Sunday morning, have a cuppa and have a chat with other people who get it. So they're wonderful community building. Build your network, build your village, because so many of our families here are migrant. And that's something that's really important to note, particularly when you're talking about the new family piece, is they don't necessarily have grandparents here. They don't have aunties, uncles, you know, friend networks here. A lot of them have moved here for work. So that adds to that isolation as well. Whereas if they come to the FIFO Family Project, they build their village, they build their network, they meet other families in the same boat. And it's really powerful. I've seen some amazing changes in people just from who they've met through these groups.
Yeah.
So community was always the foundation that we wanted to start with. And then this year is all about education and information. So that comes in the form of the FIFO New Parents Guide, which is proudly sponsored by the WA Department of Communities with funding, and the FIFO New Parents Professionals Edition. So there is a full guide for professionals who support FIFO families as well, cool. And corresponding workshops. So there's one-on-one workshops for those as well. And then later in the year, we have a very exciting project coming out, which is What Every Kid Needs to Know About FIFO, which is the book about all the different roles and careers, and it's very exciting. That one's a little bit of a sneak preview.
No, that's so good. You've done so many cool little projects along the way. Like I remember talking to you last year in the lead up to Christmas, and you had that guide for FIFO families around Christmas, because Christmas as well as birthdays and Mother's Day, Father's Day, all those milestone days in the year can be really hard too. And often we wouldn't even think of that. You know, you could have mum or dad away for Christmas, which to me is something that has never happened because I've never been in that situation and I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. And that's the premise of where we come in, is that information and education piece is, if you don't know, you generally find out when it goes wrong or when it's stressful, and you just kind of muddle your way through it. And that's a horrible way to learn for anybody. But there are things that we can do proactively to make it better, to put plans in place where you have your family Christmas on whatever day of the year you set that family Christmas. You know, you are in a creative lifestyle now, as I like to call it. You have to be flexible and you have to be innovative and creative. And I swear to God, if I have my choice, I'll only ever employ FIFO partners because we're so creative. We make stuff happen that you'd never even think about. But yeah, you do. And it included like the elf on the shelf, and we FIFO'd the elf so that the elf was with dad for a bit. You know, all those things that you can do to still make them part of the joy and part of those really big moments, even if they're away for a specific date. There are ways that you can do it to really make it special and make it still completely about you and your family. I've worked Christmases away before my kids. My husband's worked many Christmases away since our kids. I'm not saying it's easy, because it's not, but there are ways to make it easier.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess that would be a hard thing to comprehend, particularly that first Christmas when you have someone working away. Like, I mean, everyone else around you, your family, you know, in other parts of the country perhaps, are all celebrating on that day. And I guess, I don't know, I feel like you'd feel a bit left out, a bit like, oh, everyone's doing this on this day and like, what am I doing?
Yeah, and it goes back to that isolation piece. Isolation is so dangerous for mental health. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's that also when you're talking about things like Christmas, Easter's the worst because that's a four-day public holiday. Mm. It's so long to be solo parenting with nothing open and everybody else is busy with their families. Yeah. Easter's not my favourite one to be solo parenting on. But, yeah, you are, because generally around sort of Christmas or Easter or any of those sort of big holiday periods, everybody else, so your friend network or anyone else that you use as, again, that support system or that coping mechanism throughout the year, they're generally doing things with their families. And, I mean, obviously we have some wonderful friends who invite us along to things and we get involved. Our friends are our families. We're a migrant family here. We don't have a lot of family here. So, there's ways around it. But especially if you're a new family here, that's really hard because you may not have built that network yet. You may not have got those opportunities. So it's about thinking about the day. And I'll be honest with you, there have been some Christmases where I have like, just get through today, like just get through it and then just move on, make it as peaceful as you can for yourself, whatever that looks like. I'm pretty sure my kids ate chocolate for 12 hours a day. Yeah. Fine, they survived. Fine. But you got to do what you got to do to get through that particular moment. Be kind to yourself. That's the hardest thing, is just be kind to yourself and then do what you need to do for support to move forward and then get to that next date, when either when they get home or when you have your other FIFO family Christmas date, whatever that is, and just get as much support around you as you possibly can. But if at all possible, don't do it on your own, because that isolation piece is really tough.
Yeah, exactly. And while you've been undertaking this project, I imagine you, as you said, you've spoken to hundreds of families. Can you give us a couple of examples, obviously not naming names or anything like that, of, you know, some success stories, we'll call them?
Sure. Well, interesting you should say that, because we interviewed 42 FIFO workers, FIFO families and professionals and key stakeholders for the guide. I had an advisory group for the guide because I wanted it to be as inclusive as possible. I could have written the book and, you know, researched this and researched that, but I didn't want that. I wanted it to be inclusive and a group project. I always say that about the project. And one of the families had this brilliant idea and I hadn't even thought of it. I was like, that is great. And what they did is, before one dad was on R&R, he would make a huge batch of purees for the baby, like the different sort of flavors and stages that the baby was at, so that when he went back to work, mum was able to give the baby the food that he prepared during R&R and say, oh, you know, so-and-so loved that pea puree that you made for them. So dad was still engaged in the weaning process even when he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is an absolutely brilliant idea to still keep that connection, because the connection's really important to make sure that we're still involved even though we may not be there every single day. So I really loved that. That was a great suggestion. And just honestly, the biggest key, I think, for success for FIFO new parents is support. Support, support, support. You hear me bang on about that, so the cows come home, because if you don't have that support, that sucks. You're going to need to outsource some support. You can't do it on your own. We're not built to do this on our own. We were never built to do this on our own.
No.
And I don't just mean sort of, you know, as a solo parent, because there are amazing single parents out there in the world, but I mean sort of raising children on our own. We were meant to raise them in a village, right? We were meant to have that sort of group support around us. Doesn't happen anymore for a lot of families. So when I'm talking support, it's practical, it's logistical. You might need to get your food delivered. You might need to have friends on a roster, to have a meal roster coming around to help you out, making sure that you're eating, you know, all the little things. You might need to get a cleaner. You might need to get somebody in to help with the garden if that's too much. So all the things that you managed to do before, they do start to build up when you can't do them when you have a little baby, or maybe you can, but for those who can't, they start to build up and they start to feel pressure on you. I remember thinking to myself, how can I not get on top of the washing?
Yeah.
This child is tiny and the washing is like piled up. It's only me and my firstborn there at the time, but it just felt so heavy on me because I felt so unaccomplished all of the time. So yeah, just any way that you can get support and any way that you can be kind to yourself, I think those are the two major things that will make such a difference to you.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess, you know, that's also a case of it could take the tiniest thing for you to snap. Like, you're already that wound up tight, and something like a pile of washing could absolutely put you over the edge.
Absolutely. And understandably too, because you're so overwhelmed. Your mental to do this has just absolutely gone out the window. I saw something the other day, they were talking about mental confetti, because you're like trying to remember all these things and do all these things, and there's nobody else there to pick it up if you drop that ball. So you feel like you're switched on 24/7, and that is really hard. So unless you've got ways where you can sort of, you know, support yourself to lower that guard, that self-care piece. And when you've got a new baby, that looks different to what it used to look like, and it may just be the smallest of things. But how can we get that into your routine? And as boring as it sounds, it's putting it in your calendar as a reminder. Lots of people think I'm mad about that. But when you're so overwhelmed, you don't want to have to think about anything. If your phone dings at you and says, can you go and have a cup of tea and put the baby down somewhere self? And you're like, yes, phone, I will. And then you go and have a break for 5 minutes. It's one less thing you have to think about. So before, you may have been much more sort of like just free and easy and responsive to whatever you needed, whereas now you almost need to schedule it in for yourself, because nobody's going to be there to remind you or to see your burnout flags coming. You need to sort of get ahead of the game a little bit in that. And part of the workshop that we do for the FIFO New Parents Guide comes with a whole workbook on exactly this, exactly how do we prepare ourselves for what we know is inevitable. We know that our partners are going to go back to work. So how do we prepare ourselves in advance, ourselves as a collective, so with the partners as well? But how do we get ahead of the game so that we are ready, we are supported, we are prepared for when these things are going to come up? Because we know they're going to come up. So how can we get ahead of the game? Prevention, proactive support is something I'm hands down passionate about and I will always advocate for. It's, let's get ahead of it. We know it's going to be hard, so let's be proactive, let's be preventative, and let's get support in place early.
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, if no one has picked up yet, you're in Western Australia over in Perth, but that doesn't mean that someone in Queensland or New South Wales or Northern Territory or wherever can't access you and what you're doing.
Absolutely. We are here for every member of the FIFO family and every FIFO family. So you can contact me online. You can find us on social media. We have a series of webinars coming out throughout June, July, and I'm probably going to continue them for the rest of the year, to be honest with you. So they are fully online and fully available. They're co-hosted with me. So they're the FIFO Family Project, that lived experience piece, in collaboration with an expert. So what I see all the time in Facebook groups is the same problems coming up, the same challenges. Couples communication, everyone will bang on to the hills about how it's so important that you communicate when you're in a FIFO relationship, and you think, that's great, tell me more, and then nothing. They don't actually have the answer. They just know that that is what you're meant to say. So we've got things like, couples communication with a professional family mediator who deals with communication and conflict for a living.
Yeah, cool.
We've got things like, I often hear from FIFO workers, how do we know we're not messing up our kids? I'm so worried about my kid missing me all the time. What do I say when my kid misses me? I don't want to say the wrong thing. So we've got a child psychologist who specializes in anxiety, and she's got a really cool new product coming out to support kids with their emotional well-being as well. But she's going to literally break it down step by step of what to say when your kid is missing you, because it's a normal emotion. Mm. It's a normal feeling. So how do we support them through that? And it's that how piece which is missing. So it's the same thing. People know and people realize that this is a thing, but nobody really knows how to solve that problem, right? Neither do I. So we're finding the experts who can really help us solve that problem, but it's specific for FIFO family. So it's that lived experience piece through us combined with that expertise. that's how we're going to solve those really common challenges. And again, get in front of it before it comes up. So we feel confident when our kid says, I really miss you. They're like, okay, great. I know how to support them now.
Yeah, exactly. And that new parents guide, is that something that will be available like through your website?
Yep. So that is something, it will be free to download through our website, the FIFOFamilyProject.com.au. Free and accessible to all. So we are an independent not-for-profit. And one thing that has come up over the years, and it will be a problem as old as time, is that if you're an employer for one of the big guys, you get lots of support. If you're a contractor for anybody else, you get not as much support, sometimes no support. So where we can, we are fully independent and a not-for-profit. So these guides are not company specific. They're not only for employees. They're not only for a certain worker or a not certain worker. They are available to everybody, for the FIFO worker or the family at home, and they are free and online and accessible to download. So I really encourage you to go to the website and download or have a look or recommend it to any other FIFO families that you know of. And the other piece is the professionals guide that goes with it. So if you know any professionals that are working to support FIFO families, please send them to the website as well, because there is a wealth of resources available for them now too.
Yeah. And I would also encourage everyone to follow you on Instagram, because some days I just laugh. I think you laugh too. I think you just have to at some of the yeah. things you post. I'm sure there have been many funny stories over the years, whether it's something you've done or your kids have done.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a wild ride for anybody who wants to come along.
It's well worth it. Trust me.
Yeah.
That's so good. Oh, Vicky, we're going to put the links to your website and socials and all of that sort of thing on the description for this podcast. So everyone make sure you go and get involved. You know, the resources that you have are so priceless. Like, it's just so, so helpful to have this stuff available. So thank you for doing it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on, and let me share that it is available now and there is something for FIFO families out there.
Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of Digging Deeper with At The Coalface. You can download more episodes of the podcast on all your favourite podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, also on YouTube, Amazon Music, all the usual places. Make sure you give us a rating and a review. We'd love to hear what you thought. And if you do have a story idea or something you'd like to talk about on the podcast, please send me an email, jess@coalface.net.au. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back next time for another episode of Digging Deeper with At The Coalface.